B-Pod Studios.
Bob LBF and Brian. You can rock and roll all night, but you better do your laundry in the morning.
I will.
Right?
I had so much.
Let's hear it.
I was brought to you by Century Bank. Okay, who is celebrating her 80th birthday? Is she baking or is she baked?
Is that right?
I'll let you know in a second. But before we get to that, hey, Kathy Griffin is, I think, just underwent surgery for lung cancer. She's a non-smoker. She was diagnosed a couple of weeks ago. She had half of her left lung removed, which is really scary.
That's fast.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, she said that the prognosis is good. It's allegedly stage one. And that she's hoping that she won't have to have any radiation or chemo. They just had to remove it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it is like a non-smoker. That must have been very surprising to her.
Well, and she's probably, she came up in the clubs,
maybe,
right, doing
that
comedy.
And smoke.
Before there was non-smoking, I bet.
Remember going into a restaurant and just being hit with a wall of smoke?
It's how about
so
going into work?
Funny how we were so used to that. And now I was sitting outside having coffee on vacation, and a man behind me was reading the Herald and smoking a cigarette. I'm like, not two not great things.
Yeah.
And
was it Howie?
And I was like, we got to move. Yeah. Like, it was so smelly. We're so sensitive.
Did you ever fly before it was smokeless?
Well, I did, but then, like, my dad smoked when I was little, so, and he would smoke with the windows up, because that was fun.
Oh, man.
And we were like,
no, but when you flew back in the day, they finally made the smoking section the last, like, 10 rows.
I remember my dad sat back there.
Yeah, right. They're
brilliant.
It's true. They sat back. My dad would sit back there with his friend, Ed Kamara, and they would immediately, the ding would go off.
Light up.
And then he'd light right up, and we'd be in the front. Being like, it's going to be an hour until it reaches us. No, it's already got here.
Well, that might explain Cassie's problem.
Yeah, so anyway, it was a smoking
child.
World.
Yeah.
Right.
So many things.
Really, anyway. Dad? Crack a window, please.
Oh, we were like, please, God. Okay.
Yeah, right.
But I can't get all the cigarette smoke in my lungs. Hey, guess who turns 80 today? That domestic goddess. That thirsty, thirsty woman.
Mm-hmm. That con.
Ex-con.
Ex-con.
Whatever. Just a little spice to her resume.
Yeah.
Martha Stewart.
80. She looks good.
I still get her magazine.
Did you really?
I re-upped it during COVID because I had nothing else to do.
You were domesticated.
I was domesticated. I was a cat. I was a declawed, domesticated cat.
That was you.
So, flipping through my Martha Stewart magazine. Making muffins. Yeah,
and
Martha
Stewart. And the finest shivs in all the yard.
That's it.
You know, you go to jail once.
Yeah.
And people can't seem to, you know.
Let's be honest. It was club fed. I mean, it was okay.
It was like a real hiccup in her life. But look at her.
Sure.
Let that all be a lesson to you. You too.
People
can do insider trading and still have a good deal.
People have done more.
Oh, I know.
And done less time than what Martha did.
It's true.
She was the head they wanted on the wall.
I know.
And that's what that was all about.
I really like Martha's second or third act, really, with her whole partnership with
Snoop Dogg
and the whole pot thing.
She better watch out for secondhand herself.
Well, but she's probably edibles.
Snoop.
Let's think about it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's much more of an edible type. Anyway, happy birthday. Happy 80.
Hey, Martha. That's it?
Yeah, that's all I got. Let's wrap it up.
Remember the time? Do you remember when Martha was looking for a date? She wanted someone to fix her up with?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Uh-huh.
And she went on a series of dates with 5 different guys. And not one of them clicked. Just she's a lot to date.
I think she's a lot. She's like, I mean, can you imagine just even the mere act of setting a table for breakfast with Martha Stewart? I'd be like, come on.
No.
Can we just eat over the sink?
Right.
No.
God.
All right.
Oh, God. How about if it was your job to make the bed?
Oh. I think of Martha Stewart when I make the bed.
You better
And I think about how she would probably set me on fire if she saw me.
She would, man. She would bounce quarters off that bed.
Yeah.
It's only bouncing on that bed.
All right. That's enough.
I'm saying as far as quarters, that's
happy 80th.
Okay. All right.
That's the only bouncing on that bed.
Well, it's a quarter. That's
fine.
Oh,
my God.
All right. We said that out loud? Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.